Shouldn't New York have the best medical marijuana program in the country? Yes!
Kate Hinz is one of dozens of people who came to the Capitol on the first formal day of the session to lobby for a bill to allow medical marijuana in New York as a treatment for a variety of conditions. Her daughter, Morgan, has Dravet syndrome, a rare form of epilepsy that is incurable and very difficult to treat with conventional drugs. Morgan cannot speak or walk and has a feeding tube.
I wonder if you have any idea of the pain and suffering my child has faced in her short lifetime. I pray that you are never forced to witness your child or your grandchild seizing hour after hour, their tiny bodies contorted and convulsing.
Some studies have shown that a refined form of medical marijuana can improve the quality of life for children with Dravet syndrome. Governor Cuomo, in his State of the State message, said he'd revive a 1980 statute. It would permit limited use of medical marijuana to patients with diseases like cancer and glaucoma. Assemblyman Richard Godfrey, the sponsor of a wider medical marijuana bill in the Assembly, says the governor's plan would not help children like Morgan, though, because it would not permit specialized strains of cannabis to be used.
The product that is available under the 1980 law is basically garden variety dried leaves. And the Dravet syndrome children, babies, need the extracted oil of one very specific strain of marijuana that, for example, has no THC.
Under the provisions of the 1980 law, Gottfried says, hospitals that might administer the drug can obtain it only from a federal growing program, which is now defunct, or from police drug busts.
The police aren't seizing that kind of marijuana. Nobody would want to buy that kind of marijuana unless you're using it for medical purposes. So the 1980 law, the main thing missing from it is state-of-the-art production.
Godfrey, who is chair of the Assembly Health Committee, says the bill will be voted on in the committee Tuesday, and he expects it to pass. Its future in the state Senate is not as certain. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.